Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by Life West, the Chiropractic College. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West. And welcome to another edition of our Life West Leadership Line. Today, I have a very close friend of mine, and we've known each other for 24 years, something like that, right? I've got Dr. Mindy Pels. I'm going to tell you guys about Dr. Mindy and all the great things. I'll build you up, and I know you're going to live up to even beyond that. But welcome to the Leadership Line again. I had you a couple of years ago, so welcome again.
Yeah, thank you. It was funny. I looked at my schedule today, and when I saw you on it, I was like, oh my God, that's going to be like a warm hug. That's going to be the best podcast ever. So I've been doing a ton of podcasts lately, and that seeing you on my schedule was like, oh, this is going to be amazing. Oh,
well, listen, I want the viewers, we'll get into this about what you're doing on social media and how you're just blowing things up. But let me tell the viewers just a little bit, so Dr. Mindy graduated in 1996 from Palmer West, strong chiropractic practice, San Jose, family practice, just amazing, just doing amazing things with it. She's now a best-selling author. She's got your fourth book is coming out December 27th.
This will be my fourth book,
December 27th, we're going to talk about that. But she is a best-selling author. She's known worldwide, like literally worldwide. She's built, we'll just call it a dynasty in chiropractic. She's built this dynasty, on natural health, on women's health, above everything else, because she's an advocate for women's health, all people's health, but especially women's health. And she's got two beautiful kids, a wonderful, wonderful husband, Sequoia, who supports her. They're in business together. They're in life together. And they've really created something that is absolutely phenomenal that I want to tap into today. So, we can get to see these things that are happening from people in our profession who are impacting people all over the world, high level people, and all of us would know by the work that they're doing. And it's just incredible. So, got picked up by Hay House, right?
Yeah. That I got picked up, and they just bought the other two other books, and contracted me for a fourth book.
Yeah. And for our viewers, if you don't know about this, Hay House is it's probably the top publisher right now of, natural health and all these kind of things. You're in company with Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza, people like that. And they're in company with Mindy Pels, which I love to say.
I'll tell them that the next time I see them.
You tell them that. I'll tell them that, but anyways, just such good stuff. So let's talk to us. Number one, You're on this journey right now. I mean, obviously, how many podcasts did you do last week?
Yeah, 20 hours of podcasting every week to get this book out.
And these are people inviting you on their show, right?
Yeah.
To talk about the work that you're doing. And I want to tie the work you're doing for our viewers to tie it into the work, of what they can do, too, of how they can work. And what they're doing and how you do. Because one of the biggest things, one of the most beautiful things, and I've had you speak at the college and, you talk about the three, the three T's, right? Trauma, thoughts, and toxins, and you've always said that, who's addressing the toxins, right? Around what's going on. So share with us how you got into, becoming an author, becoming this authority, this cultural authority around women's health.
Well, it's funny because how I got into it. The very first book I wrote was based out of frustration because I felt like people didn't understand how their body works. And I think we see that so much in practice. We're like, people are illiterate to how their body functions. And so they're easily swayed. I mean, COVID is a great example of this. They can easily get swayed because of their lack of knowledge. So the reset factor was basically, how does your body work? I went through each different organ and I talked about how it works and what the miracles were that were happening. And that book was so well received that we actually followed it up with a cookbook. And then when I was going through my 40s, I found that menopause was another time where medication was just being thrown at women. And I, you know, being a chiropractor, I wasn't going on medication. That wasn't in my wheelhouse. And so I had to find another way. And so I came up with five different lifestyle changes that I made in my 40s. And my symptoms completely, all my menopausal symptoms completely cleared up. So I've been trying to bring innate intelligence to these books so that other people can benefit from that.
Right, right. And you know, it's so interesting because it's the principle, right?
It's the principle, yeah.
The body is a self-healing, yeah. self-replicating organism, but we have to give it an environment, you know, that it can yeah. function in.
That's
and,
right.
You know, and we know that the nervous system is the key on the inside of the body. We know yeah. that, but how do we support that? Well, we can correct subluxations, but if somebody is, like you said, I've heard you speak about this, you know, if they're ingesting toxins or their body, yeah. there's simple things. And I know you're not pushing, you know, all kinds of different things for people to do. It's really about working with their own bodies and ways to do that.
Right.
You know, and but that leads us to what, like how'd you get into this book? Your newest yeah. book. Fast Like a Girl. You know, I was there when you were thinking of the title. Remember that?
Right. I know. We were out to dinner.
Montana with us, you know, and yep. I think you had it, but you were looking at it.
Or yeah, that was right before Hay House gave me an offer. You're right. We were in Montana with you.
Right.
That's right.
Right. But how'd it come about? So, you know, like the whole fasting and that.
Yeah. Well, so I discovered fasting about 10 years ago and was using it on myself. And then I got such great results with it that I started teaching it on my YouTube channel. And then I started asking people to give their comments of the results they were getting. And it blew me away. It was like, oh my gosh, these people that I don't even know, like are listening to my YouTube channels and their videos, and they're totally turning their health around just from understanding fasting. So for me, fasting is one of the purest expressions of innate. That when you put somebody in a fasted state, the body heals. And what's so beautiful about it, and it's a tool that I'm using now to teach people, is that you can, when somebody says, I lost weight, I got off my medications, I have more energy, better mental clarity, I can't take credit for that. Nobody can take credit for it. So I just say, you did that. Your body did that. So it's helping people discover the power within, which lights me up.
Yeah. And you know what? It's so, it's, well, it's what we did in practice, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
Someone comes in and goes, oh my God, I had these amazing results. Wonderful. It's
right.
not me, you know, it's
not me.
It's your body responding, yeah. you know, and that is giving the power. You started talking about, you know, in this conversation about people not being responsible for their health, not knowing their health. I guess you can't right. be responsible if you don't even know how your body functions, right?
Yeah. I mean, lack of knowledge is what's the big problem around our healthcare system. You know, during the pandemic, I was so frustrated with like many chiros, of what was going on. But what I was frustrated at was the lack of knowledge, the lack of trust in people's bodies. And actually, the first 6 weeks we went into quarantine, I was like, oh my God, I've spent my whole career trying to get people to prioritize health. Now they're going to do it. And then they just stayed inside right. and waited for, you know, a medical solution. And that was the perfect example of ignorance or lack of knowledge. So we can blame big pharma. We can blame the politicians. But how about we get to roll up our sleeves and start educating these people? And I don't know a better way to reach the masses than a book. Right. So that's where Fast Like a Girl came in. It was like, okay, I had this skill set around teaching women how to fast. And then how can I get this out in the biggest way so that we can start teaching people the miracle that they're living in? And I was just so grateful that Hay House showed up for me.
Right, right. And, you know, people show up at the right time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you brought Hay House into you, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
what happens. And it just validates, you know, to have a publisher like Hay House, you know, one of the biggest in the world, and especially with the groups, with what they're doing around natural health and meditation and all these things, like they have a niche. I know that.
They definitely have a niche. Yeah.
And I would say they're probably the biggest, you know, in the world around. Yeah. That. And it's just, it really is. It's a testament, you know, to the work that you're doing. When you talk about like Fast Like a Girl, because I really want to kind of jump into it, you know, and I know there's a lot of things, you know, with women's hormonal health and things like that, you know, and I know that you're not prescribing anything. You're not telling people, you know, hey, this is going to fix this, you know, that, you know, it's really about their body doing what their body's supposed to do, but
right.
getting it into a state where it can do it, right? Creating
right.
that environment along with a healthy running nervous system and everything else. Talk about that, you know, like what, like, For our
So here's, and this is, most Kairos don't know this, and this is a large part of why I wrote the book, and you and I talked about this, is that I wrote the book with Kairos in mind. It was like, let's put this book in everybody's office. Let's get them a way to learn how, women specifically, a way to learn how to fast so they start to believe in themselves again. So it's a beautiful complement to every chiropractic office. And that's how I hope it will be used.
Right.
But here's what I did in Fast Like a Girl. I basically took 6 different length fasts. And I show what science says happens when you go these different lengths. And then I time them to a woman's menstrual cycle, because what we started to see on my YouTube and even in the media, there was once fasting. I think this happens because when a trend gets people off medication, I think all of a sudden they have to find one little thread that they have to pull out. And the thread the media pulled out was women shouldn't fast. And that got me so irate, because I had seen millions of comments on my YouTube channel of women that were succeeding with fasting using my formula. So that was just fuel. It was like, we got to get this out to the world so women can start to believe in themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you've kind of built up, you know, I alluded to it at the beginning, you know, you built up your dynasty, you know, what you're doing, and it's continuing to grow. You've got a social media presence that's huge. You know, from Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I don't know if you're on TikTok, because I'm not on TikTok.
I am now, but I have somebody else running it, because okay. It doesn't do good things to my brain.
but you know, you're probably what, you know, 700,000. I don't even know how many. You've got a million people.
We have about a million people across all our platforms.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so cool that to become a cultural authority, you know, around that and to be doing it on a level of empowerment, because this is what I think is the most important thing. You know, I just taught a class yesterday to our first quarter students. It was a history class of chiropractic. And I talked about that, you know, we don't put anything in or take anything out of the body. You know, what we do is give an adjustment and correct nerve interference, and we allow the body step back and allow it to do it. But we have to empower people to make the choices that they need, you know, and I will tell you this, is what I told them yesterday. I looked at him, I said, metaphorically, I vaccinated so many kids, metaphorically.
I love that.
Because I was so like this, anti-vax.
Yeah. And
listen, what Mary and I do for our kids, you know, we choose not to vaccinate our kids, but that's our choice. But by me pushing and doing this and doing this, it became this, I guilted people. I drove this fear into them instead of awakening them, allowing them. And I got to the point where I realized that.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to awaken them and say, listen, you need to decide what you need to do, but here's some good resources, you know, and the next thing you know, people are starting to self-empower themselves. And that's what it's about. And that's what you're doing. That's what I love.
Yeah. You know, you actually bring up a really good point. I think that we can stand up and say the body heals itself. And they may know it at an educated level, but you pull food out of the equation, and now they get to experience their body in a whole new way. And now they embody it. They start to know, like, oh, like I get comments all the time of like skin rashes going away. I mean, the amount of weight that people are losing, like 40, 60, 120 pounds. And just by fasting, medications people are getting off. These are people I've never even met. Right. And I feel exactly like that this is a tool that can bring innate to the people and can start to help awaken them, because it's coming at a different angle. It's not coming through the educated.
Right. But you do deal with their educated. And not you, but I mean, they have to, right?
They can't go
without food for a day.
Right. Oh, right.
How do I make it for, you know, because they're so dependent on that, right? And then they finally realize that I don't need it. My body. And then after 2 days, they're going, I don't want it. Right.
You know, that's exactly right.
I mean, you have groups of fast with you every month, correct?
Yep. We do every month a 5-day fast.
Right. And people can join on, and they can do what, 3 days, they can do 1 day, they can do 5 days. I mean, it's whatever they want to do, right? Come run with me. And if you want to run 5 miles, run 5 miles, run half a mile, you know, and then next month, maybe you want to go a little bit further, or you love what you're doing. But how many times you run into it where people go, I don't want to stop, I want to keep going?
Oh, well, I would say more than 50% of the time. Yeah. And it's this year I did a lot of with different groups where they hired me to come in and lead them through a 3-day water fast. And these were people that like never fasted before, but were like had great mindsets. And they ended up fasting for 3 days. And every single one of them sent me a message and they're like, I am blown away at how good I feel, how I, you know, how not hungry I am. Months later, 6 months later, I had people tell me that they kept the weight off, that they had got, they dropped the weight from that 3 day fast. And it never came back. And the beautiful thing is, as you know, is I get to say, that's you. You did it. I don't, you know, I didn't do anything. I didn't even lay my hands on you. You did it.
That's right. That's right. I mean, and there, I got to tell you, there's nothing more powerful in the world than to empower people to make choices and changes that support them and support their world, you know, their universe around them, right? Which would be their kids and their parents and their friends and their cousins. And, you know, and that the whole, you never know how far reaching, right? Something you
right. My favorite quote.
Yeah. So, and it's so true. You know, I mean, your book, just by your book coming out, right? How many people can that touch?
Right.
You know, and then from someone saying, my gosh, I'm doing this, you know, I'm fasting and sharing that with someone who thinks they're crazy. No, just read this. Right. And then that's the food that they give them to taste mentally. And boom, the next thing you know, and I agree with you. I think every chiropractor, you know, I mean, how many times would people come into us? Because once again, you know, you're with me. We don't treat symptoms. We don't. That's not what we do. You know, we just we allow the body to reorganize itself, you know, with the innate wisdom that's within it. Right. And what we do is just try to help the body, you know, remove interference the best we can inside the body and then step back and allow the body to do it. But with this book, you know, because how many people are going out and they're eating junk? You told me that. You told our college that when you spoke, right? You know, what you were finding, share with it what you were finding in your practice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every chiro, I think, has gone through this where you're like adjusting and like killing yourself. You're physically killing yourself, adjusting people who are so inflamed from poor diet. And I got to say, like, after 26 years of that, I was like, OK, we're going to do this different because it's one piece of, you know, the three interferences. Right. And so I started to work on the other interference. And the thing about food is, you know, I would like to say we're going to overturn and change the behavior of big food. I'd like to say that we're going to overturn big pharma, but I'm starting to think in my lifetime, we may not see that. So what we've got to do is empower people one by one by one. And when you look at fasting, you accomplish both of those things. You can get them off of medication so they don't need big pharma, and you can get them off of the toxic food. So it hit both of those levers for me. And now I don't have to worry as much about what big pharma and big food do.
I like big food. I've never heard that before.
You never heard big food? It's It's like the crappy. It's like the big food industry that puts all these chemicals in our food to make it so that we are addicted to it.
Yeah, and we know. I mean, who was it? Was it Robbins? Baskin and Robbins?
John Robbins.
John Robbins wrote that. You know, and talked about all the crap that's in food. You know, and when you read this stuff and you look at it, it's like, oh my God. I mean, isn't that a testament to the body?
Right.
To the innate, you know, potential within the body, that the stuff we put in and how it keeps working and trying and adapting and doing what it has to do, probably not, you know, as best as it should, right?
Because
innate's always working at 100%, but you know, we're putting this garbage in and this stuff in, and it's got to fight through that and work and instead of giving it the rest. And you know, we know this. I mean, people are never gonna, you know, eat clean. And I can ask it's you, when's the last time you had ice cream? And I know how you are because you know,
I have it.
All over here, you know.
Yeah.
But if we reset, right? And take care of our bodies and do this, right? Like you're talking about with fasting and doing whatever the protocols that people can do. You know, I love it. I think every chiropractor should buy 10 of these. In fact, I'm going to encourage every chiropractor to buy 5 or 10, put it in your office, let people borrow them, buy them, give them to people, and then direct them over to Amazon. It'll be on Amazon, obviously.
It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
We'll put a link, but it's so important.
Thank you.
And Mindy, you know, you talked about women's health, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, I think there's a void also. There's a major void in women's health. We know that, right?
Huge.
You know? But there's a huge void in men's health too.
You know,
who's talking about menopause? And I really, right. You know, who's talking about hormonal changes? I mean, I went through that. I'll tell you right now, I was watching Rambo and crying because, you know, which, you know, I mean, it was just bizarre. You know, I put Bambi on, I'd be in tears, you know? I mean, it was very bizarre. And I really felt, it was probably about 6 months where I felt like, this isn't my body. Like, what's happening to me here, you know? And I had no idea. Yeah, and I realized that, you know, I was speaking to a buddy of mine and, you know, who does a lot of work around nutritional stuff. He goes, yeah, you're just going through menopause right now, you know? And these are so common things.
Yeah, we don't talk about menopause at all. You actually give me new insight. The thing about hormones in general, and this is what, you know, I hope women will learn in Fast Like a Girl, is that they control our moods tremendously. Yeah. And when we are not in alignment with our hormones, our moods are going to be really whacked out. And so when those hormones go away, you start to see it. And women in menopause see it a lot. But, you know, you got me thinking, a lot of people will ask me about, like, why don't you talk about andropause, is what they call it. Yeah. And I hadn't really thought of it as being a deep issue, but now you got me thinking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, I can only speak for myself because, like you said, it's not a topic that I sit around the card table with my buddies and talk about, hey, did you go through menopause? You know, did you see that movie?
Men don't do that.
I was crying, you know, but Karen and I just went through a series. We binged it in 2 days. I mean, it was incredible. It was Zoe Saldana and it was this beautiful story about this woman who meets this guy in Italy and they end up getting married. It was just this really beautiful story. And I'm telling you, this wasn't menopause, but I haven't cried like that in a while. And it felt so good. You know, because one of the things that we don't talk about, you know, and I believe it probably comes out in your work, you know, we don't talk about the vulnerabilities that we have and how we need to be able to express our emotions and be able to bring this out. Cause that's a blockage we have in society too. Right. Yep. And I know that fasting is going to do that too, because fasting as it deregulates, it regulates, right.
What's interesting about a woman's menstrual cycle is that the first half estrogen is coming in. And estrogen will, when it starts to rise, will make us really mentally clear, will make us great verbal processors. I call it like your superpowers. Like when estrogen comes in, you are locked and loaded, ready to accomplish anything. But the back half is when progesterone comes in. And when progesterone comes in, you feel a lot more inner. You actually need to raise glucose to be able to make progesterone. Progesterone will actually stimulate, go into a receptor site for GABA, and will force you to be calmer if you're an overachiever. So what's interesting is that if you just look in a 30 day cycle for a woman, we are hormonally designed to be up and down. Yeah. But our culture doesn't accept that. It's like, no, we live in a patriarchal culture where a woman should be the same all the time. And then to the menopause thing, it's like, you know, when testosterone goes down, estrogen's going to go down. And when both of those go down, you're going to feel a lot more emotional. Right. So we can tie almost everything back to hormones, but we are completely hormone illiterate.
Right. And the interesting thing, what you just talked about, was that the hormones work for a reason.
Right.
You get that clarity, that mental clarity.
That's right.
When the estrogen is up, right? And then when the progesterone comes in, it allows your body to relax as you're moving out of your cycle, right?
Yeah.
Out of your menstrual cycle, right? And there's such a beautiful design to it.
Yes.
You know, that my gosh, when you look at it and go, this is how we work. You know, why do we want to fight this? Right.
Right.
You know, and what we do is we power through, and when it's starting to go down, it's kind of like I ran a marathon. My body should rest. And yet, nope, got to go run another marathon right now. You know, and we push through that and it just screws everything up. And that's that, you know, that's what I talk about, regulating and deregulating. That's what we're constantly doing to balance. Right. It's not about being here all the time.
Yeah.
It's about be here and then be here and, you know, and do that. Right.
Yeah. Recently somebody asked me, well, how do menopausal women, if they don't have a cycle, time their fast to a lack of cycle? And I've done some research on this, and the belief is that if we didn't have exposure to blue light, most women would ovulate at the full moon. So when that's how our bodies are actually designed to be. But with all the blue light, we're getting, that whole rhythm is getting off. Well, if you look at the moon pattern, you know, the, when the moon is, it's builds, that's estrogen. Yeah. And then it peaks, it's a full moon. And then it goes down. That's progesterone. So we are so in, you know, in sync with nature, but we live in a modern world that doesn't applaud that.
No. And, you know, in chiropractic, we've always said what, you know, that we have to get back to our roots, right? We have to start listening to our bodies.
Yeah.
What's our body telling us? We teach our patients, listen to your body. Pain doesn't mean it's bad. You know, pain doesn't mean it's good. Just listen and hear what it's saying, right? And that's where we've kind of went astray. And obviously, look at our lifestyles these days. You know, me and you are talking on Zoom.
Right.
You're 25 miles from me, but you could be in India right now,
right
around the world, and we'd still be having this conversation. And we have blue lights coming at us. We have all these different stuff. You know, I took my blue blockers off just for this talk, so I wouldn't be. but you know, it's that, and yet that we have these hacks that we can do that can help us. But the bottom line is, I think we just got to get back to that natural state on some level.
Oh yeah,
stay in the world, but keep the balance there, right? You know. Yeah. So
one of the words I've been using with my audience is that we are in an evolutionary mismatch where with the modern world, like the way the human body is supposed to function is being totally disrupted by this modern world. And it's everything from light to stress to the amount of information coming into our brain. And so I love the word interference. We're getting interfered. Innate is being interfered more than ever. Like when you and I first started practice, you know, it was a totally different time. Everybody didn't have a phone attached to them. And so their nervous systems were different. Now their nervous systems are fried and they're on high alert. So we need to bring in as many tools as possible to bring them back to that center balance.
Yeah. And thank you for equating when I started practice when they still had cell phones. I don't think we even had, there was.
Did you have a computer?
43, no, not at all. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Did you have travel cards? Because I had travel cards.
Of course I had travel cards. But the bigger thing was my checkbook was this big one open like this, that. Right? And, you know, your check went across and it had carbon on it and it would go on the paper. And, you know, I was lucky. I mean, there was nothing, you know, but it was simpler. You know, and
so much simpler.
Yeah, it was so much simpler. And I see us moving back in that trend.
I do
too. A lot of professions, you know, they're moving away. Like a picture, how could you have done what you do right now without having your computer and your phone, right?
Right.
On one level. On the other level is, can we put it down for a while? You know, can we do that? And that's just the training that we need to do. You know, I for years and years and years, you know this because, you know, we were together for, you know, working together for many years. And you know, I slept 4 hours a night.
I remember.
Yeah. My body just adapted to that. Right.
Yeah. Not
positively, but it adapted positively the best it could.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to break that cycle, you know, and it was just recently, like in the last couple of years, I had to break. So I went and saw a buddy of mine in Boston. I didn't see him, but we communicated like this, you know, and he did a test. He did testing, sent me an O-ring to wear to get, he got the data behind the data.
Yeah.
You know, went through all this stuff. He's a sleep specialist. Sahil Chopra, he's over, I'll connect you with him. He's over in LA, beautiful guy. Anyways, and he basically told me, Ron, my testing was my report of findings. He uses my report for other people to say, you never want to be here.
You don't want to be this guy.
I'm the one with the x-rays that are, you know, I mean, that's what he did.
Yeah, no, I'd love to meet him. Send him to me.
But it was so simple. He just said, here's what you need to do. It wasn't a major thing. So here's what you need to do. You know, don't watch TV in bed. Don't get on your phone in bed. You know, bed is for two things. It's for sex and sleep. You know, if you want to watch something, get up. You want to read at 2 a.m, no problem. Just get out of bed and go sit in a chair and do it. You know, and it's like a dog. You know, just train yourself that in this area, this is where you sleep. And I did that, and I'm getting 7 hours, 8 hours sometimes, you know. I mean, it didn't happen overnight, but it's been working. But it's the same thing with our hormones, isn't it? It's the same thing with our body. The more we do this, I know you don't prescribe to, or subscribe, I should say, to, you know, fast, you know, every day of your life, you know, that's not what you're about, right? It's about moderation, balance, but how do you do this with an awareness, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I really talk about in the book, I talk about on my social media, is that we need to vary fasting. So if you go back and you look at the primal caveman days, they didn't come out of the cave and have like a refrigerator. They couldn't order like DoorDash and have like food set up to them. Right. So what they did is they had to go find food. So they would go hunt for food. And in that hunting, they would tap into this other energy source that we know is the ketogenic energy system. So, and then when they found food, they would feast, and sometimes they would feast for days. And so that feast, famine, cycling is how the human body is meant to be.
Right.
And that's what I show in the book is now, how do you do feast, famine, cycling around your hormones?
Right. And you know, something interesting, look at bears.
Mm.
So bears literally fast all winter.
Right.
They're not eating. Right. And they actually show now, you know, well, this is probably before too, but, you know, bears put their bodies into a state where they don't pee. They don't do all that. You know, they literally put their body into a state that it just shuts down, but still functions. And then when they come out of hibernation, you know, they wake up, but they store their food, right? They're eating. You saw at my house in Montana, right? You know, there's scat everywhere and bears are eating all this stuff, but they're eating. Then when they go in, their bodies, they go into, truly, their body goes into a hibernation state.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. And so many animals, when they're not feeling well, fast. No. So, you know, we can use the animal world as an indication of what is natural for us to do, even though obviously we're not living in animal bodies, but we have gotten so off course with how our body wants to be fed and when it wants to be fed. You know, we have messaging from commercials and people who want to keep you addicted to their food that we don't even know where center is anymore. Yeah. And that's what, in Fast Like a Girl, I'm really trying to help people understand that, look, this is, you know, this is the way I say it, is that it's like sleep. Sleep heals the body. But to your point, not everybody can sleep.
Right.
So it doesn't mean that sleep's bad if not everybody can sleep. So with Fast Like a Girl, what I did is show people how to start fasting. I have a whole section on how do you get into fasting. And if you've never fasted before, it can be a little bit tricky in the beginning, but I walk you through that.
Right.
So, but this is what we've gotten so off course with our natural rhythm.
Right. But I know that you, and I agree with you 100%. And I know that there was a point where we were talking maybe 9 months ago. I don't know exactly when it was, but where you had this vision of having a World Fasting Day.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Where, yeah. And the goal.
International Fasting Day.
Yeah. The goal was to what? Have
everybody fast that day.
Yeah. Like the first goal is to have them like a million, build up to a million people fasting that day. Right.
Yeah.
And I know, is it happening?
Well, so we did it last year. We didn't count it. It was the first year we didn't count. We didn't have a system for counting.
Right.
This year we're doing it in a 3-day water fast. So the first week of the new year, we'll do a 3-day water fast with Hay House. So Hay House is bringing it to their audience, and they have a million person email list. They have a million downloads on their podcast. So it's going to be a far reach. And then, you know, I'll throw this out to the Kairos. Like a lot of health practitioners, a lot of doctors are bringing their people to the 3-day water fast and leading them through it. We're going to do a webinar every day. I'm going to lead the webinar, and the only ticket in is a copy of the book. You just have to buy a copy of the book. And so we're hoping to get a million people on that one.
I love it. And the truth is, you know what? We're just empowering, like you said. You know, it doesn't cost anything to fast. It doesn't.
No.
There's nothing there. Everybody can do it. You know, maybe there's some kind of, you know, weird condition someone might have. I get that might not be proper, but they can probably build into it, because I've witnessed, you know, people, you know, most diabetes and all kinds of other stuff, and the body just regulates. You know?
Yes.
And it's real.
Even the most toxic body can regulate, which shocks me.
But that just shows you the power of
bodies. The power of the body is way stronger than
we were ever led to believe.
Yeah,
correct?
I mean, exactly.
It's so true. So true. And I think that, and I will tell this, that this is just my personal slant on it, but I think probably even the better or larger benefit of fasting is getting your mind control back.
Ooh, yeah.
Not being a slave to those programs that came in. Yep. And it could be television, it could be, you know, satellite, it could be all, whatever they're grabbing this stuff from, you know, but I will tell you the biggest imprint that in Ron, just Ron's opinion, doesn't mean anything, is, you know, our parents and the people we grew up with, you know, like what was being imprinted at 2 years old? What was being imprinted? Mm-hmm. I know for me, growing up in a Jewish family, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, nope, eat your food. You have to eat your meal before you get your dessert.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah.
That dessert was it was a pot of gold.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I would throw the food away, but I would eat it to get to the dessert. And it became such a valuable commodity to me, you know, and that I got addicted to desserts, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, and Mary and I switched it. You know, we switched it. We
told in what way?
We just said eat what you want.
Yeah, eat what you want.
First, eat dessert. We put no attention on on desserts, you know, and you know, two of my kids, I don't think they even eat sugar, not because it's not good for them. They just don't have a sweet tooth, you know?
Yeah. No resistance. They're not looking at it as forbidden. Yeah. And to your point on fasting really can change your relationship to food. And it does it two ways. One is when you're not eating, you start to see your relationship to food very, very quickly. And you see where you use food to raise dopamine. You see where you think food is the only thing that you need for survival. And all of a sudden, when ketones kick in, you're like, wait a second, this is amazing, because ketones is a more efficient fuel for the body. But it also will get rid of senescent cells. And what Bruce Lipton taught us is that these old dysfunctional cells, they have negative thoughts attached to the outside. And so when you fast, you get rid of those senescent cells. So each fast is giving you a new opportunity to reset, not only physically, but mentally. And the longer you fast, the more it will do that. So there's a reason every religion used it. You know, it's really a tool that is making a comeback.
Yeah, it really is. And you know what? I'll just share this with you. And I know we got to wrap up soon. But, you know, in the Jewish religion, we have Yom Kippur. It's one of our high holidays. And we fast from the day it starts. It starts at sundown, right, to sundown the next day. Right. And so you fast from that time period. Right. Well, amazing. It's called the Day of Atonement. Mm. Right. You atone for your sins for the year. Right.
Yep.
But when you look at it, it's at one mint.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And when you talk about fasting puts you into that at one mint state, right? You go within and you realize how your body actually operates, where you just said it. It brings you not just physically, not just mental clarity, you know? Yep. I believe it brings spiritual clarity also, right? And because you're getting rid of these negative emotions, you're getting rid of all these things. It's so powerful, what you can do. And Mindy, I just want to thank you for being a leader in the fasting movement, but not even fasting. I don't think it's a fasting movement, but in the health movement, right? You've done so much in chiropractic and you've taken care of so many people. And now you're reaching people on such a more powerful level. And I know you're using that platform to share with people about getting under chiropractic care. And, more than you could ever do.
I'm getting more people in chiropractic offices than ever before than I even got in my own office.
It's beautiful, but because it's all about having that team around them, right? Yeah. Making sure they stay healthy. For people to buy, it's coming out on December 27th.
Yep.
Right? Yep.
December 27th. And they can go to fastlikeagirl.com. Okay. And they can order it from any place. If one thing we've been trying to emphasize is bring back the local bookstore. And there is something called bookshop.org. And it'll tell you your local bookstore and where the book is at. You can actually have it sent to you from your local bookstore. So if you feel like supporting your local guy, I highly recommend it. I really want to see those indie bookstores come back.
Yeah, me too. We have a Barnes & Noble by our place over in Bozeman, a very small one. Mary and I walk in there. It's like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. You know,
it's so nice.
It smells so good.
Oh yeah.
You got that book smell.
We used to, Sequoia and I used to actually on Friday nights when we first were married, we would go hang out at bookstores and just read. And it was a thing. And now that you can't even find a bookstore.
You can't. So Fast Like a Girl, we're going to get this out. Kairos, and our audience, because we have so many people watching this right now, and this needs to get out to whoever you know can benefit, which everyone can benefit from cleaning up their bodies. And we're in the holiday season right now. What a better time to clean up stuff is after the holidays, right? Yeah. So perfect Christmas gift, perfect New Year's gift. Fast like a girl, and men, fast like a man. The principles
are right.
The same, right?
I actually, you know, what's really funny is when I did the audiobook, the two sound engineers were like, after I read the first section, they're like, this actually works for men too. And I'm like, I know you already have some books. I had to make one specific to women, but men, I am encouraging men to buy it, because I show all this, the science. I show why you would fast. You just won't do it to your hormones. Right. So, and testosterone's really, really influenced by fasting. And men, you get testosterone every 15 minutes. Right. So if you go into a fast, you can upregulate your testosterone by like 2,000%. It's crazy.
I'm ready.
I know. You
go to the gym. That's what they say. Go to the gym after you fast, or during a fast. Yeah. It's a great workout. Mindy, thank you. Thank you, not just for being with us today, but thank you for what you're bringing. Thank you for putting the countless hours, believe me, I know, the countless hours in, because, 20 podcasts last week. And I know that's a lot of time besides what you're doing and working on your fifth book and all the other things. And, there's a lot that goes behind this. So thank you. And I want to give a shout out, from the chiropractic profession, because, you are one of the leaders out there. You are driving people in the chiropractic offices. You are creating an awareness. Yeah, you are. You're creating an awareness that people can take back the power, right?
Yeah.
That they own, that's always been theirs, right?
Yeah.
But take that back and start utilizing it. And with the innate principles that you're teaching, it makes it so much easier when someone comes into a chiropractic office and saying,
you
have the power to heal. You've got the power to heal. Let's just get this environment working. And as you do all the great things you do in your life, your exercise, your sleep, your fasting, the food you put in, everything centers around having a properly functioning nervous system, because it'll just amplify all that, right?
Yeah.
And it's just so beautiful. So thank you.
Thank you,
my friend. I so appreciate you. Please give my love and for Mary and I to Sequoia and your kids and holidays and all that stuff. This is going to come out, and we're going to release this the week of the 27th. So if when you see this, as we're seeing it right now, please order her book. There's no residuals coming my way. And, this is about getting the message out, right? And letting people start to understand. So please do that. Mindy, again, thank you. And I love and appreciate all that you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you. And I want Kairos to know I really wrote it with them in mind. And I'm hoping that where I'm going with this knowledge of innate is going to create a path for other Kairos to follow. I mean, Joe did that for us. He broke a glass ceiling, and he really showed like what a Kairo, what level a chiropractor could influence the world. And so, I hope that this book does the same thing.
I am positive. I'm positive it already is. Hasn't even been released yet, but it already is from all that you're doing. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And to our viewers, thank you. Thank you for coming week after week. We drop these life leadership lines every other week. The opposite weeks, we do a Life by Life West. I know that people go to all of them. Just please, make sure that you take it so that you can then listen to this. You can share it with people as they're traveling. Get Mindy into everybody you know's brain, because this is so important. And women, but not just women, but especially women. So please, then just do that. Everyone that I know, that I talk to, I always tell them, you got to tap into Dr. Mindy Pels. Just get on her Instagram. Just listen, just do that. And I got so many people, Mindy, I know that my sister-in-law.
Yeah, your sister-in-law is a fan.
When you responded, she was like, oh my God, it's so cool. So please do that, because we want to empower people to take back their health. And thank you for being with us. And have a wonderful holiday season, if I don't get to say that to you. And just make sure that you keep loving those people around you, hugging the people that you can be with, and don't take life for granted. And as we said earlier, remember that your body is more powerful than you, I, and Mindy were ever led to believe. So trust that power, take that power back, and do what you have to do. And, let's fast like a woman, fast like a girl, fast like a man. Let's do what we need to do to start bringing ourselves back into this world. So thank you, guys. We'll see you again next time.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.